This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrat scoundrels. We could write a book on Democrat scoundrels that would make Tolstoy look like a pamphlet. War and Peace. That book, we joke about that book being thick. I promise you, if I made a book about the Democrat scoundrels in the last decade, it would blow you away. I'm talking Pritzker in Chicago, a billionaire, scoundrel. Cuomo, the governor of New York, scoundrel. I could go on and on. It would be longer than a Polish last name. Wojciechowski. Unbelievable how crooked these people are. Who could forget the Jussie Smollett story, right? Jussie Smollett. The dude who lied on us, lied on conservatives, Trump supporters, faked his own supposed beating, hired his Jamaican buddies, all why? So he could get a fatter check from his show, and he milked this thing to the nth degree, and what happened to him? Did he get any punishment? I just want you to think about what would happen to you or me if we pulled that same stunt. Scoundrels. A book, forget a book. You could not write a single book on Democrat scoundrels. You'd have to do it in editions. And when I tell you that, you know, the Harry Potter series, that one Harry Potter book is pretty thick. The series, that would be one book. And don't even try to do, look, I'm not a big time writer. I've written some good books, but I'm not, you know, Ludlum or somebody like that or Baldacci. But you don't need to look for stories when you have Democrat scoundrels. One of these days, some writer that's on the inside is going to look at this big cheat that happened with the Bidens, with this whole situation in the 2020 election, and they're going to expose it. And I'm telling you, you could write a book on every single participant. Clapper, Brennan, the CIA, the NSA, the FBI, Comey, all of them. Their chapters would be longer than Tolstoy's War and Peace. It would have to be done in binders, and you'd have to reference, cross-reference and stuff. It may only be able to be available digitally because it would be too expensive to print. There'd be at least 50 editions. And don't even think about TV. It would be a never-ending series if all we did was talk about Democrat scumbags. Jefferson, you remember that, what was his name, William Jefferson? Dude who put $90,000 of kickback money and kept it in his freezer. And what about the black dude in St. Louis who was essentially shorting mostly black folks at his gas stations? He made $350,000 shorting people on gas, messing with the weights and tolls, you know, that kind of thing. He was in cahoots with somebody else. And I swear on my mother, they asked black people about it, and they said, well, it ain't right. But, I mean, you know, it's a brother getting over it. I mean, if he wasn't doing it, a white dude would do it. I'd rather be a black dude than a white dude. That's what people were saying. Scoundrels, acceptable scoundrels. All these people we look at, I'll give you examples. Snoop Dogg, he's a murderer. He kills somebody. They love him. I ask these leftist Democrats living in the suburbs all the time, really? Who are you to tell black people we should be worshiping thugs? Michael Brown, it broke my heart to watch George Floyd threatened to shoot a pregnant woman. But it broke some leftist suburbanite's heart when he got beat up by a cop. He got beat. He died. He didn't get beat up. He died because of his stupidity, and he didn't want to give up. But it broke her heart. I felt so bad for black America. She wouldn't have felt that much angst if King had been assassinated during her time, but she feels for George Floyd. Oh, my gosh. Or they feel for Colin Kaepernick. I mean, I understand his plight. I mean, I get it. I know it's not exactly right, and we do need to support law enforcement, but there is no but. Support law enforcement against a putz like Colin Kaepernick. Please. Man. Governors. Democrat, leftist governors, congressmen, aldermen. It doesn't matter what level of government, county commissioner, school board. At every level of government, Democrats are scoundrels. They value their power, and they will use it in ways you wouldn't believe. And all of it, they're sellouts. Every single one of them. All of them. You need a list? I know this guy wasn't a politician, but Jesse Jackson Sr. might as well have been. He used politics to push his agenda. Then he gets Junior a job as a congressman, and Junior does what? He promptly screws it up, stealing money from his campaign, buying his mistress and his wife fancy cars, Rolex watches, and all kinds of stuff. Monkey see, monkey do. Kwame Kilpatrick. His mother, I think her name was Meredith or something. She was a congressman in Detroit, in Cleveland. Michigan. And he followed in her footsteps, and he had his mistress and the whole deal. They're all just look. I'm not trying to rationalize people's personal choices. If you want to have a mistress, well, that's up to you. Or you want to be a cougar like Ruth and keep a kept man like me? Go, Ruth. I don't care. I got a 97-year-old that loves me to death out there in Florida. I love her too. But if you wanted that, look, I get it. But if Ruth is using her campaign money to keep me up, well, Ruth, it's okay. But for most people, I would say it's not a good thing to do. Oh, my goodness. I know Ruth is listening to me. So, look, these are scoundrels. All of them to their rotten, dirty cores. And the Bidens are among the world. I mean, look at the Clinton family. Scoundrels, man. They set up the Clinton Foundation. Oh, it's philanthropic. We're going to go help the Haitians, man. I haven't been to Haiti, but I'm dying to go. I talked to a Haitian the other day. I said, man, I'm going to go to Haiti. He's like, yeah, you should go, Kev. He goes, don't expect to be too impressed. And he lambasted the Clintons. They all want to pretend they're doing stuff. They're not doing anything. They're scoundrels. And the Biden family is amongst the worst. And when we come back, I want to highlight some of these Biden things that you probably don't know about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Do you really want to know what the Democrats do to make their money and how they do it? Would you? I mean, I would love to know how Pelosi got the level of wealth she got. Wouldn't you like to have make it to where congressmen, senators, they have to wear a wire everywhere they go? They have to document everything that they do. You know, that position would dry up faster than than Pelosi's face. I'm just saying it would be just gone if they had to do something like that. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, like the Ohio State University. Anyway, if they were accountable, you would watch congressmen. They would serve one is term as senator, maybe a couple terms as a congressman, and then they would be out of there. If they had to put a mic, a hot mic, it is a requirement. You cannot have clandestine meetings. Unless you're on like a committee that is, like for intelligence or something like that. Everything else, meetings with your constituents, meetings with, heads of state, whatever. Public. Oh, Kevin, come on, man. I mean, you can't be. No. If you're doing the public's business, The public deserves to know. What do you need to cover up? If you're a business person, I get you saying, look, I got some competitive stuff here I'm going to be talking about. But nope, not Congress, not senators, none of them. No siree. Talk about these Bidens. Crooks. In 2019, Carolyn Biden, 33, a niece of former Vice President Joe Biden, was busted in Lower Marion Township, Pennsylvania, for driving under the influence without a license. Hey, she's just like her cousin Hunter. While the case is active, it's unlikely Carolyn will face much in the way of consequences if history and Biden family rap sheets are any guide. Her arrest was never made public, was at least the ninth among Joe Biden's close family, and followed incidents involving his brother Frank and his son Hunter and his daughter Ashley. The cases ranging from felony theft to drug possession were all either thrown out or resulted in light sentences with no jail time. This is according to the Post Review of Public Records and published reports. The Pennsylvania drunk driving collar was the third run-in with the law for Caroline, who is the daughter of Joe's younger brother, James Biden Sr. In September of 2013, she was booked for allegedly hitting an NYPD officer during a full-scale meltdown at her Tribeca apartment, following a dispute with a roommate over unpaid rent. The case was dismissed after Caroline agreed to anger management treatment. Stellar family. Look, we all have family members that have done some things, but I'm one of these forgive. But what do you think the Democrats would be saying if this were a high-profile Republican's family? What if Ivanka Trump, we were talking about her? It gets worse, though. In 2017... she was busted for spending more than $110,000 on a credit card. A felony conviction was later tossed, and she was later allowed to replead to the lesser charge of petty larceny as part of a sweetheart deal by her attorneys, and she avoided jail time. Now, I thought Jussie Smollett got away with something until I learned about Caroline Biden. Here's what they go on to say. There's no evidence that Joe Biden ever personally interceded on behalf of his family, but the string of favorable outcomes has raised eyebrows. By the way, folks, this was a report that was done back in the middle part of 2020, and they were, I mean, like I said, this is something you could base Joe Biden's character on. Anyway, they said this. Eric Garner or George Floyd on the day each died could have benefited from Biden's touch, criminal defense attorney Robert Barnes told the Post. Barnes, who currently represents Central Park Karen, Amy Cooper, added that the kid's glove for Biden's kin was, quote, very unusual treatment when looking at treatment over time, geography, and the kind of crime involved. I don't know of anybody who can run up $110,000 on a stolen credit card and not go to jail. Even if a person steps up and says, you know what, I'll pay for it. I'll pay for what the person did. You would still say, we want to teach the person a lesson. You're enabling. If you go and bail somebody out, say the big guy came and gave her $110,000 just to keep it out of the papers, which, by the way, strangely, I don't know how you can make that happen. Do you think Ivanka Trump would have been kept out of the papers? Had it been her case? But I don't know who would do this, because you would be enabling that behavior. They know, oh, the big guy will come bail me out because he doesn't want anybody to know what's going on in the family. Well, then why should she stop? Biden's campaign spokesperson was a guy named T.J. Ducklow. When asked if Biden ever made phone calls to law enforcement on behalf of busted relatives, he said no, he didn't, and this entire story is garbage. The trouble for Ashley Biden, 39, started with a pot bust when she was a student at Tulane University in 1999. New Orleans police confirmed the possession arrest of the daughter of the then Delaware senator, but no conviction was recorded in court records. Now, we're talking about Biden's daughter now. 2 years later, during her father's vice presidency, video circulated showing a woman resembling Ashley snorting what appeared to be cocaine at a party. Joe Biden refused to comment on the reports, and there were no legal consequences. Second misdemeanor arrest for Biden's daughter was reported in 2002 after she allegedly attempted to obstruct a police officer, making intimidating statements after a bottle-throwing brawl at a Chicago bar. The charges were dropped. Ashley hung up on the Post when they contacted her. Joe Biden's brother, Frank, 66, won the prize for the most bizarre family bust when he allegedly stuffed two DVDs from a Florida Blockbuster down his pants in October of 2003. He was 49 at the time. Never showed up for a scheduled court hearing or on the attempted theft. The state attorney declined to prosecute. He had more serious scrapes with the law. He was pinched in 2003 for drunk driving in Fort Lauderdale, 6-month probation, arrested a year later for driving with a suspended license, but avoided jail by spending 3 months in rehab. He was a passenger in 1999 in a car involved in a fatal drunk driving accident. He was found partially liable for the death of 38-year-old William Albano and owes the family almost $1 million. Today, Frank Biden works as a senior advisor to the Berman Law Group. He did not respond to requests for comment, but said he's been sober for a long time. Do I need to go into Hunter? I don't think so. I think you get the picture. If this were Trump's family, all this would be front page news, tabloid material. It's a fatwa issued against it for anybody saying, talking about it, apparently.
Jackson Radio Show.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House impeachment managers are again laying out their case against former President Trump in his Senate trial. House impeachment manager Congressman Jamie Raskin of Maryland saying,
the insurrectionists themselves believed that they were following President Trump's marching orders.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says a coronavirus stimulus plan is necessary as House committees begin marking up the proposal.
The chairman of the Federal Reserve stated that the real unemployment rate is 10%. Matching the worst point in the Great Recession.
The California Democrat speaking during her weekly press conference, Pelosi saying she wants the bill in the budget committee by next week and through the House by the end of the month. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki saying on Thursday, the White House expects CDC school reopening guidelines to come out Friday. This is USA Radio News. Weather warnings have been posted from Texas to New Jersey as an ice storm slams parts of the country. The worst of it is forecast over the next couple of days for Arkansas, Tennessee, and Kentucky, where a half of inch of ice is expected. Meanwhile, at least five people were killed in a massive 100-vehicle accident on Interstate 35 near Fort Worth, Texas.
Dozens of others have been rushed to local hospitals following the weather-related accident that was spread across about a mile of the icy roadway. Freezing rain and sleet fell overnight, causing for dangerous driving conditions. Police tell us several 18-wheelers were in the massive pileup, including one FedEx truck that was videotaped from the opposite side of the interstate, slamming into the massive pileup. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
There are still worries people may be trapped in the rubble. Police in Dallas asking everyone to stay off the roads. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So scientists have mapped the human genome. Computers so powerful that it's now easy to do this. And they know what causes what in the human body. The strides that have been made in fighting various diseases and things in the last decade is just extraordinary. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. We've made extraordinary strides, too, in informing you and being relevant to the conversation. And thank you for that. Scientists know more than just male versus female. I mean, go back like 50 years and remember like what was taught in biology and all this stuff. Those books, man, just do a book burning of all those. We are so more farther advanced in this stuff. It's crazy. They can resequence your DNA. There's all kinds of things that can be done to your DNA. And to that point, one of my buddies told me, he says, we're going to live longer and longer. I mean, can you just think of the ramifications of living longer and longer and longer? Would you get married? If you could live to be 100, let's just make it 200 to make it easy math, okay? If you could live to be 200, when would you get married? Would you want to be with the same person? I mean, I think you guys out there love each other a lot. But would you want to be with the person you've chosen for, you marry at 40 and you're going to be with them for 160 years? I think that may make a lot of people rethink things. I know some dudes, I love my wife, but I think I wouldn't marry her till I was about 170. But there's a lot of ramifications. So I love contemplating that stuff. That's what futurists do. That's what, you know, guys that look at risk factors do. The insurance industry, whoa. I mean, let me put it this way. Suicide would be a lot higher if you lived to be 200. Think about being in the rat race for that many years. In other words, you get out of college at 24, 25, whatever. You could certainly take your time, right? How many careers could you have if you lived to be 200? But let's say you get out of college and you pick your career. And you're saving and you're saving and you're saving. When does Social Security kick in? How long do you want to be in the rat race? Maybe our minds would reshape too, because see, here's what I'm saying. By the time you get to be 60, I can only imagine your brain kicks in, unless you're a politician, and it says, look, I'm pretty much getting close to done. I want to just start living the rest of my life on my terms, having fun, because I have a lot fewer years in front of me than I do behind me. In this scenario, at 60, you have a lot more years in front of you than you do behind you. That's hard to believe. That would make a brother think. So, you know, I'm just saying, you give it some. When things like that, scenarios are put in front of you, it makes you stop and think about things a little bit. But so all this technology, this is the point of it all. They can tell you, a parent, if their child is going to have some debilitating disease, what types of diseases they might have. They could probably tell you the color of your child's eyes by looking at the genome. Everything. So given that, I predict to you that they know, I'm pretty sure there's an article about it. I didn't look it up. You guys want to look it up for me and be good producers, then you could do that for me. But I bet there's a gene that they tell you, oh yeah, this is the gay gene. When the gene looks like this, that person, male or female, tends to be, you know, gay. With supercomputers, you can look at that. We have trillions and trillions of things that they can analyze, but we can do that now in the blink of an eye. And what if there were a test, you know, like a pregnancy test, but it would prove that you're gay, or that you're only being gay to be fashionable? You know, you take the test and you're like, hell, it's you, give me that test, girlfriend. And they give you the test and it's like, hetero. And you're like, I ain't hetero. And then your gay friends go, yeah, we knew you were fronting. We knew you were faking. You fakey gay person. Because I believe there are people who choose to be gay because they're like, you know what, this is fashionable. Or maybe they had an inkling, one little fleeting thought of what it would be like to be with the other person, did it, and said, okay, now I'm gay. And I don't know the circumstances, but here's what I will tell you. I bet you there are some gay people who, if they live life just a little different, maybe they wouldn't be gay. One of my friends was telling me, she said, I was a tomboy growing up. And she goes, all my life, you know, as a little kid, I wanted to be a boy because I like to do the things boys were doing. Now she's happily married with kids. She's going, am I so glad that I didn't have these leftist parents that would have sent me to sexual reassignment? I would have been miserable. She's completely woman. All woman. But at the time when she was growing up, I remember these little tomboys. We would be like, man, you know, Kathy, she's more of a tomboy. She's more of a boy than Ernest. And, oh, yeah, she was. But she didn't want to be in a sex change. But today, they would be doing it. And they would applaud her sex change. They would make her think she was the best thing. Oh, my gosh, she's so brave. And this, and this. You know, she'd buy into it for a little while until she finally committed suicide because she'd say, you know, I just don't feel like I'm gay. I'm in a woman's body or whatever. They would have had her doing a sex change operation, a whole kit and caboodle. You know what I'm talking about? Anyway, there was a study that concluded that genetic variants were identified that may play a role in transgender identity. The Times of London declared that science pinpoints DNA behind gender identity. See, y'all thought I was leading into nothing. I'm convinced that they can tell you everything about you. They run your DNA. They can tell my son, you're going to be 5'11", blah, 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 yo, this, and you're going to marry a Guatemalan midget. What? That's in my DNA? LGBT activists in the U.S. were a little more cautious, stating scientists have discovered DNA, quote, that could be possible for gender identity. I firmly believe that there are people who feel trapped in another body, whatever they call it, body dysmorphia or whatever. They feel trapped. And I don't think that they necessarily know at the age of 6. But I do believe that there comes a point in their lives where they go, you know, I truly am trapped in a, you know, this is not a joke. I'm beyond 12 years old now, or 7 years old, or whatever it is. I'm now 22. I feel the same. I don't have an attraction to what I should normally. I feel differently. And I say, live and let live. Let those people go. Let our people go. And they're not my people, but you know what I'm saying. Let them live their lives. So they found this thing, and LGB activists are going, wow. They're not fighting it. Because it is the science. Unlike global climate change, unlike the woo flu, there is science here. I'm not telling you I've seen it, but I believe it. They say now Walt Heyer, who has been there and back on transgender issue and runs sexchangeregret.com, has written a commentary pointing out that the study's conclusions are uncertain because the issue has never been defined. Here's what he says. No absolute conclusions can be made about a genetic basis for transgender identity, nor can one not be made for it. Come on, man. Come on, man. Wake up. Says, what else did he go on to say? Some of the difficulty in fashioning a study to find a biological link to transgender identities arises from the definition of the term transgender. Medically speaking, a transgender person is defined as someone who's been diagnosed with gender dysphoria. It's not dysmorphia, dysphoria. A condition where a person experiences discomfort or distress arising from a mismatch between their biological sex and the internal sex of the gender identity. Read more, and he tells you where to go. Well, if you can tell me the size of my kid's feet or whatever through the human genome, which they can tell you all kinds of stuff, why could you not isolate that and say this kid's got a screw? Because all you're doing is you're doing a compare. I'm not going to say all, but you're doing a comparison. Where do these genes differ? And you can also do comparisons of where they all the same. Like, for example, take black folks from Sudan and say, give me all the DNA, and you look and you see all these similarities. And so you gather up all those similarities and say, these similarities seem to be people from Sudan. Similarity of people from the U.S. or wherever. Culturally, however they decide to, you know, to make themselves to be. Anyway, I think it's an interesting topic. Dysphoria, not dysmorphia, Kevin. Get it right the next time. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Mm-hmm.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
From looking at this house. Built in France. $70 million. $68 million. But they rounded it up. What's $2 million more? I'm looking at this house. I'm just scanning the pictures. Scanning. I'm looking for the word. Scanning the pictures of this house. Not my style. Not my style. And they don't give you the vista. I'm sure it's got great views and all that. I don't see $70 million here. But they're like, oh, they brought over their imported Italian stones and what have you. Okay, great. I don't think a house, let's just say your house is 40,000 square feet. And it's got all kinds of really cool features. I still can't see that house being more than, say, $10 million. If you're spending more than, and look, I don't care if you're a billionaire. $10 million, that's as much house as you need. That's got a workout room. It's got a dance studio, a sewing room. It's got 5 bedrooms with en suites. It's got multiple living areas. It's got, 3 kitchens, a basement. It's got a game room. It's got a massive movie, cinema. It might even have a bowling alley, an indoor swimming pool that goes to the outside. I'm just saying, you could do a lot. 40,000 square feet is a lot of square feet. You could have your half-court basketball in with the pool. I don't know what you would do. I mean, I don't even know architects to do this. Is there a brother in the house that has ever done this? Because I don't know it. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. $70 million. And by the way, that's not the most money ever spent on a house. I watch these, what's this show called? It's a log cabin. I love log cabins. I don't know why, but I do. And I love them when they're in the woods. And let's say you went to Lake Tahoe and you bought 6-7 acres, 10 acres, and you built yourself an extravagant log home. Maybe the land cost is, I don't know what the land cost is. So let's say it's $5 million to purchase the land. But to build the cabin of your dreams, 40 million square feet, shouldn't cost you more than $10 million. You could build a lumber site right on there and just take the lumber from around you that they have to, that's already on your acreage. I don't know. Okay. Let's splurge. Let's go to 20, since my producers are like, well, I could, because they're young. These guys are, well, man, I would get like a room that's full of Nike tennis shoes and throwback jerseys. I don't know what you guys would buy. But really? I mean, throw in a memorabilia room, 2-3 offices, one for you, one for the spouse, one for people who visit. Maybe you even have a conference room in there because you want to entertain. Put in a heliport. It's just concrete. I'm saying, let's go up to 20 mil. You could throw in a tennis court. You could outdoor basketball court, a shooting range. I'm just saying, you could do a lot of stuff. You got me talking after. You could do this here, man. You could do this. Like a New York, Puerto Rican or something. You could do this, Kevin. Yeah, bro. I got you, Bojica. Yeah, man. $70 million. So I'm looking at these pictures. You guys can probably find this picture, because I just remember. So let me just get to the chase. So they want to tear this $70 million property down. France does, because this guy didn't get his permits. That's the gist of it. Now, I remember I grew up in the country, and everywhere I went, whether I was at my great grandfather's place, Papa, or whether I was at my grandfather's place when we lived on the ranch, it wasn't our ranch, but we built a feral house for pigs to be born, and I didn't get a permit. My uncle goes, I know how to build a feral house. I was like, what's a feral house? He says, birth pigs. Really? Yeah. So we poured cement and we built a little feral house. We didn't even get permission from the landowners. We just built it. If people want to do a barn build like the Amish, I've never done a barn building with the Amish. I'd like to. I think it would be kind of fun. But I don't think they're getting permits. They just build it. It's our property. We build it. Anyway, British developer Peter Ditter, could be Dieter, Ditter, has been ordered to demolish his $70 million custom-built mansion in Provence, France, which he seemingly built without the right permits. Dieter spent over a decade fighting for his self-named Chateau Dieter, but the highest French appellate court made its final decision in December. The Tuscan palace has to go. He has 18 months to make the 32,000 square foot home completely disappear. Whew. 32,000 square feet. $70 million. Wow. So my 10 million would be 1/7 the size of that, which would make it what? Divided by 30, so just over 4,000 square feet. Wow. See, I think you can build 32,000 for $10 million. I think that these people are being crazy and extravagant. They said Dieter spent 57 million euro, 68.6 million, from 2005 to 2009, creating a house made of imported Italian stones. That always struck me as odd, because I had friends who were like, yeah, man, so we brought the marble over from Italy. And I go, what's wrong with American marble? That's just like bragging, right? We brought the marble from Italy. Our marble is Italian. You're using domestic marble. So, big deal. I tell you what, just bill me for American marble. And say it's from Italy. Just do that. I tell you what you do. Let's say my American marble is $100,000 and my Italian marble is $1,000,000. Bill me for $110,000 and keep the $10,000 as our little secret that it's American marble. Because I've never been in a house where they said, well, you'll notice this is Italian marble. And I go, of course I notice. Of course I do. Any fool knows what Italian marble looks like versus Scandinavian marble. I wouldn't know Italian marble from Zimbabwe marble if you put a gun to my little African head. I wouldn't. And neither does anybody else. Oh, maybe the 1%, you know, oh, by the way, these are the same people. The people that know Italian marble from French marble are the very same people that get scammed with their art that go, oh, we learned it was a fake when an art appraiser came to value it for insurance purposes. Pfft, whatever. The property near Monaco, okay, here we go, has two helipads. See, I told you, I would have a helipad, I would make a runway so a person's private jet could come in. It has a salt water swimming pool versus a regular one. And here's the other stuff that I don't care about. A medieval cloister. Somebody tell me what's a cloister. That's a white person's word right there. Can simplify the words for me. A bell tower and a greenhouse plus 17 acres of gardens, vineyards, olive groves, and lily ponds, according to a rental listing. It's got 18 bedrooms. I was building a $40,000 mansion, and I only had like 7 bedrooms. Okay, it's got 18 bedrooms, and I bet you every one of them has an ensuite. With that kind of size, you could have that. You could have that many. So he was 32,000 square feet. I would do 20 bedrooms. Why not? I got a lot of friends. I got a lot of people that like me want to come visit. It says the 18-bedroom house is filled with chandeliers, 15th century fireplaces, and fresco paintings. Here we go. See, I told you. Check it out. There is also a reception room. Of course, it's something that size. You would host large gatherings there. It says a library. I would have a library. And even if I went out and I collected first edition, you know, I had a set of various things that were cool. But let's say I put $1 million, $2 million in my library, I would still have money to burn. Of course, I would go out on eBay and look for this stuff, or, you know, get it on the cheap after I had my appraisers look it over. It's got a screening room, lounges, dining room, see, multiple, a steam room. I hadn't thought about that. I would want a sauna room, a steam room. Then I would add a room where, you know, they could come in and give me massages, a massage room, or whether they call it a zen garden, what, that kind of thing. It says a staff kitchen and a cellar with a wine tasting room, see? And it says it's been a TV set, a wedding venue, a vacation spot, rates from $300 to $1,000 a night. That's cheap.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.